Is it me, or they're getting better, aren't they?
They are getting better.
They're getting really good at posing some head scratchers, some brain pokers, Graham.
Yeah, it's good.
You ready to get poked right in the brain again?
I guess so.
I am recording. 3, 2, 1. Oh, hello and welcome back to the 316 podcast. It's always a pleasure to have you guys. I am Zeke and with me is Graham. Graham, how's it going?
How's it going with you? That was mad.
It's quite energetic, wasn't it? I'm full of the joys of spring today.
It's nice.
Yeah. I'm okay in general, other than the fact that a lot of you know about this because I tweeted about it. My cat, my new cat, ruined my new TV.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am livid about, but expecting to get some sympathy from the good people of the internet, I think again, laugh it up, jerkasses. All day, all I've had is people tweeting at me saying, bet you wish you had a roll-up TV. Just because I put up a video a couple of weeks prior to on YouTube slagging off LG's new roll-up TV. So all I've had are people on social media going, bet you wish you had a roll-up TV. Shut up.
But do you?
Well, I do now because there's a 4K TV lying in pieces on my floor as we speak. She did it again last night. I just left it where it was the first time round and popped it back up. And I thought, well, I'll leave it there until I can get the insurance thing sorted out. And she did it again the night after. Last night, she jumped on top of the TV and pulled it down. No wonder she hasn't killed herself.
Yeah, at least you don't have a flat cat.
No, flat screen cat. That's how to go from 4K to no K in 3 seconds flat. I'm so livid about that. Brand new TV. I've only had it 2 months.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Should we go straight into the podcast? I feel I'm bringing too much angry energy to the other side of the buzzer with me. Let me just shake it off here. Right. Good. Feeling fine. Graham, let us do this! Let's pick a number between... Give me... Oh, we're back at 7 again. Give me 1 to 7. Inclusive.
2.
Oh, how well timed. This is yet another new commenter for which we're always eternally grateful. This is, I can't say his name. He is a mystery man. He does give to us, and by us I mean me, on Patreon. But he doesn't like his name being mentioned.
Okay.
So, this is Mystery K Man. And his topic is, rather fittingly... Biggest letdowns. I'll give you a biggest letdown, K-Man. What about walking into your living room to find that your brand new television is in pieces on the floor with a smug-looking cat in the corner? Graham, how about you?
You're bonkers, mate. What's my biggest letdown? I mentioned it before, but I got like size 8 socks for Christmas once.
Oh, God, don't start him off on that again.
But seriously, it's annoying.
Here we go.
No,
we...
it's...
yeah, go back.
Let me finish, honestly.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
It's right, because like, honestly, like, it's quite disheartening, because I honestly do find it a bit tricky to try and find socks that are nice and snug, and, you know, they look nice, and they're good to go to work in. And, you know...
Try any sock. Any sock fills those criteria, unless it's made out of... tin foil.
No, it doesn't though, because you get like these sports socks that get all bobbly after like a couple of weeks, so you get like other ones that are just one colour and they're a crap colour. You know, sometimes you get some nice ones, and these were nice ones, and they had like nice toes and soles on them, like much like the ones that I'm wearing. But
right,
they were just...
I can't believe we're talking about socks again.
Yeah, okay, well, look, I'm gonna make a point of it, but you know, like, it was just it was a bit of a letdown when you know you try and sneak it over your foot and then you realise it's not actually covering your foot, and then you look at the size and it's... it's not the size that you needed. It's not the size that you needed.
It's okay, man. The biggest letdown that Graham has ever experienced is putting on a slightly disappointing sock.
Well, no, it's not the worst, but...
You live quite a charmed life, mate.
Well, no, it's not like the worst, like, letdown, but like...
Well, that was the question. Worst letdown, biggest letdown.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But okay, the biggest letdown was probably... You know what? I can't actually think of anything other than the socks. I'm sure there is, but...
It's a tough question. Talking about first world problems, the biggest one I can think of is back when I was a student. I was really broke, just like eating beans and on toast and stuff. Anyway, I came into a tiny bit of money and I was like, this is great. I'm treating myself in ages. I went out, I got like a takeout. I went to Blockbuster, which was still a thing. I thought, I'm going to rent a really good movie that I've never seen before. So I got Trainspotting, right? I'll rent it from Blockbuster. This will be brilliant. So I did that. Got a few bits of chocolate and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Got it back home. Looking forward to my big night in. Popped the video, and it was a video, in the VHS player. And thought, I was always told this was set in Scotland. I don't remember Jason Statham being in it. Oh, for God's sake, I picked up Transporter, not Trainspotting. I just looked at the side spine and just picked up the wrong VHS completely.
Oh.
And yeah, ended up watching Transporter, which I will have you know is excellent. Go watch it. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So thank you so much for that topic, K-Man. Leave your own in the comments below. Graham, see you later.
Bye.
Socks Man.